So we are just, 13, 14 days away from the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And there's lots of events going on. And we're going to focus on the second half of the show here on a special event that's going on at Fair Oaks Farms in Fair Oaks, Indiana. Pretty cool when your business has its own town, don't you think? I love saying that. Fair Oaks Farm in Fair Oaks, Indiana. All-American Car Crews for First Responders is our topic. And we've got a special guest with us, Leslie Bailey. We're going to talk about this big event. We're going to talk about how you can help, what's going to be there. But first, let's play something off the America Tribute to Heroes album. This came out right after the 9/11 tragedy, and it was several different artists of all different styles and genres that got together, recorded these amazing songs. Some were hits, some were new, and all the proceeds went to help the first responders and their families that perished at 9/11 and also at the Pentagon and all the different facilities that were attacked that day. We're going to open up with a song that, it's as important now, if not more important than ever. It's called Love's in Need of Love Today. It's Mr. Stevie Wonder working with Take Six.
When you say that you kill in the name of God or in the name of Allah, you are truly cursing God, for that is not of God. When you say that you hate in the name of God or Allah, you are lying to God, for that is not of our Father. Let us pray that we see the light. Good morning or evening, friends. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain.
Right away, going round. give the world love.
Well, what do you think of that? I think we need it. Love's in need of love today. If we ever needed love and care and hearts and concern and brains, empathy, pick the word, put it in the blank. We need it. We need so much stuff in steroids. It's unbelievable. Stevie Wonder, take six, going back to just a few weeks after the 9/11 tragedy, which we are going to be remembering. I don't want to say celebrating because we're not celebrating it. We're memorializing it. We're remembering 20 years ago how America was shaken to its foundation. And there's a young lady in the studio with me right now that is remembering and is stepping up and is doing something, doing what she can. And that is Leslie Bailey. Leslie, welcome.
Thank you, Tom.
Now, you have an events company.
Yes.
And you are doing this event. This is basically your brainchild, correct?
Yes.
It's called the All-American Car Cruise for First Responders. It's happening on the anniversary date, Saturday, September 11th, at Fair Oaks Farm in Fair Oaks, Indiana, which is just a stone's throw from where we're at right now. It's a beautiful piece of property. There's going to be incredible amounts of cars. I'm just glancing at the flyer here. There's going to be all kinds of car awards, a beer garden. There's going to be barbecue. Live entertainment, so many wonderful sponsors behind this. Now, where did the idea to do this? How did this come about?
So...
You're so young, I don't even know. Were you even there 20 years ago?
So that's so funny you're saying I'm young, because I was talking to your producer when we first came in, and I was thinking, how long have I known you?
And it's been a while.
We have been passing paths, I guess, for 25 years.
Has it really been
that long? Yes, it has been that long.
So I must have known you when you were like three.
I was somewhere, maybe around there. But yes, it's been that long. So we are very excited to do this event. Not only is it time, but the urgency is really where our interests lie in getting this going. Well, you know, with everything that's been going on, as we all know, it's been challenging in every aspect. But we typically do the fall show. That's the Crown Point Concourse show with Dr. Mark von Buskirk. And we were going to, we talked about doing a summer show, but with everything that had happened, we couldn't get a location.
Okay.
So that kind of sparked, where could we go that's a little bit more room to breathe, a little bit out of the congestion, the construction, the chaos, and the commotion. So we thought, let's go south. So that kind of sparked the idea to go to Fair Oaks Farm. And, you know, Fair Oaks is so family friendly. They really have a lot to offer. And I like to do those kinds of events where there's something for everybody. You and I both know there's a lot of events out there. It's one kind of activity or one event, which is great. It's fun if that's what you're into. But if
you're targeting that audience.
Right, right. So if you have a little bit of something for everybody, family friendly, if you're 2 or 102, there's something for you at the show. So we like to really offer a lot of different variety of things going on. I mean, everybody likes to eat, to drink, to visit, to to spend time with each other, and that has not been able to happen. So our hopes are way down south in Fair Oaks Farm, which you're right, it's not that far.
Sounds like a song title. Way down south in Fair Oaks Farm.
It is, yes. It's only about 40 minutes. I mean, if you're, it's not
that. It's beautiful country. And like you said, it's sprawling grounds.
It is.
So you can socially distance all you want.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, there's so many different amenities and attractions going on down there. And it is an easy drive. I mean, anymore in the summer, go any direction. It's tough to get places.
Yeah, I know.
So straight down I-65, it's a straight shot. It really is easy. There's plenty of parking. Parking is free. I mean, it's not, you're not going to deal with a lot of the commotion. But the primary point of this was to really get people to understand the importance of what the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 date has been and what has transpired since then and what's happening overseas and what's happening in our country. we felt that it was just, it is time to bring people together to reflect on what it means to be an American, what it means to be fortunate enough to be born or mm-hmm. be in this country, because there are a lot of people who don't get those life chances. It is a life chance. Right. We don't choose to be here. We just get lucky.
We win the lottery.
We win the lottery. I couldn't have said it better myself. But so that was the reasoning for the event, and we've had a lot of support. We feel very, very grateful. Everybody's tired of all the nonsense and I don't need to list what everybody's tired of.
It's like Mr. Miyagi. It's like mask on, mask off.
Yes.
You know, and it's like we can't make our minds up. You know, you try to follow the science and do what you're told to do, but when there's 15 people telling you different ways to do it, it's a little touch of insanity. It's a little madness.
You're right.
Who would have thought as we sat 20 years ago and watched television as the planes hit the towers and the Pentagon and people were dying and flames were you know, bursting out everywhere, that 19 years later, our first responders would be saving us again with the COVID. It was a different branch, I guess you'd say, of the first responders, with the medics and the ambulance drivers and the hospital workers, and of course the soldiers and the police and the fire as well, because they were all out doing rescues and getting people as safe as they could and setting up these shot tents and, you know, the National Guard. I mean, we often, more times than not, take for granted the first responders, that they're always going to be there. Oh, we're going to pick up the phone, call 911, and someone's going to come and save our butts. And that may one day not be the case if we don't take care of them. And this is an event that says thank you.
That is correct. My experience is I've always had a lot of success and luck with any time I've needed help. Or, you know, I've had to call the ambulance a handful of times in my life, and it's moments. Mm-hmm. And we're just very fortunate to have that. And not every community has that.
Right.
So, and especially, you know, with all of the government programs, and, you know, my understanding was that there was a good amount of grants that were distributed earlier, you know, when they were first starting to do those programs. Well, a lot of departments received grants, and mm-hmm. a lot didn't. So we were trying to kind of look at to see who was receiving funding and who wasn't, because everything gets heightened and everybody needs extra, you know, everybody needs extra funding for right. everything that's happening. I mean, it's new level stuff now that nobody could have prepared for, and the future is still very uncertain.
Right. And that's, you hit it well when you said you couldn't prepare for it. That's when we need them, because there's so many things that we just don't know what could happen tomorrow. Life's a crapshoot. We didn't know planes were going to hit the towers. We didn't know this virus was going to come out of nowhere and decimate the economy, and I mean the world economy and the World Health Organizations. Yet the ones that kept stepping up were the same people that keep stepping up all the time.
Certainly.
And I think it's very important that this event and others, I'm sure, around the country that are doing similar things are attended. We need, as a people, to step up and say thank you. You know, we don't always appreciate and always say the right things, but today is your day. And tell me about what we're happening here. We got a car show, obviously. It's anchored around the car show, which registration is at 11 a.m., and at 2 p.m. you're going to be doing awards. So how many cars are you anticipating?
So we're expecting, that is a hard number. A, it's our first year. B, there are a lot of other events going on commemorating 9/11 on that day. Mm-hmm. So we are right now in the vicinity of about 40 cars pre-registered. And then I do have commitments of people saying that they're coming. Some people just don't like to pre-register. They like to take the day and see where it brings them. And that's my speed also. So if they want to come, if they decide that day that they're going to come to the show, they are more than welcome to register as they arrive at 11 o'clock. You know, Tom, 2,983 people lost their lives on 9/11. And we just want to take this day to remember how that could have been any one of us. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter where you are. The day can turn on a dime. And so the point of the show is to bring people together, social distancing or to whatever comfort level they feel best for themselves, but to bring people together and really reflect on where they were when they first heard the first tower was hit.
Mm-hmm.
And you take that time and then you add 20 years onto your life from that moment. And what have you done and what have you experienced in those 20 years and just how fortunate you are.
That you had those 20 years.
Yes, that you had those 20 years, that you were not one of those 2,983 people who just went to work every other day. We all get up and go to work every day and go about our business. And those people didn't make it home.
Mm-hmm.
And then not even to mention all of their residual issues of
the health issues, all the health issues, and the families that suffered, and the kids that grew up without parents,
the injury, the loss in and of itself. So here we are 20 years later, and we want to take the time to just have people come out and buy a first responder a beer or a burger or whatever. So to begin with the event, we're going to be offering free admission to all first responders, firefighters, police, and military
staff. So they just need to have an ID to say, this is what I do.
This is what I do.
The gate's open.
This is what I do, yes. And we will have them at the show. And those are the people we would like to commemorate. You know, you don't have to have been at 9/11 to say, to make that choice to say, this is what I'm choosing to do with my life. I'm going to help people when they are at their greatest point of need.
You could be one of those kids that weren't even born yet, but you're stepping up now.
Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's funny how fast 20 years goes. You know, a lot of people might not even, they haven't even really experienced it. They didn't see the video, or a lot of people stayed away from it. They couldn't stomach the viewing of it all. So now it's time to give back and to really take the time to be with community, be with each other, and celebrate what it means to be an American.
Now,
and those who keep us safe every single day.
Do you remember exactly where you were when you heard the tower was hit?
I do.
What was that?
I was getting ready for work, and I saw it on the news. And I remember thinking it was an airplane malfunction.
Right.
Because the thought of somebody consciously driving or flying themselves, the suicide part of it was just very shocking to me. I thought, oh, there's no way. It had to have been somebody lost control. And that is what happened. Well, then 18 minutes later, when the second tower was hit, we all knew. It's reality sits in and you start to go,
how do you wrap your head around
it? How do you even wrap your head around it? And you look to God. I mean, because you think, how could anybody in their right mind do this?
At that moment, almost everything that anyone was doing became suddenly insignificant. Because it was that momentous. I was doing an interview with the lead singer of the band Sponge. I was at my kitchen table with a little recorder. I was still using a little recorder, and I was on the phone, and we're talking, and we were 5 minutes into the interview, and they were coming to a local club, and all of a sudden it was silence. I asked him a question, it was silence, and I heard him make some weird noise, and he's like, oh my God, oh my God. I'm like, what's going on? And he goes, are you not watching TV? I said, no. He goes, turn on your TV. Mm-hmm. So I turn on TV, and we sat, two complete strangers. He was on whatever coast he was on. I was in Indiana. And these two complete strangers who had 5 minutes between us suddenly commiserate and are like leaning on each other saying like, what's going on? And at that point, he goes, you know what? He goes, there's no point in doing this. He goes, no matter what I say, no matter what song I write, no matter what performance, he goes, it's insignificant. It doesn't matter. Let's do this another time and let's focus on what we need to focus on. And we hung up. And I thought, wow. You know, that will always stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you know, I remember where I was when John Lennon was shot. I remember where I was when John Kennedy was shot. You know, I'm a little older than most of the people in this building. So I remember some of those things. I don't remember the Hindenburg. But, you know, but seriously, it'd be interesting to have some of the people remember those stories at an event like this. You know, say, well, where were you when this happened? Give me the two-minute version, the Reader's Digest version of where you were. Share your story. Share your feelings of that day. And share what you're thinking now. And why are you here? You know, those kind of things. I would love to do a radio show where we could have a couple of hours just to have people call in and share those stories for the benefit of the younger people who weren't there. You know, that didn't understand. And maybe if they hear it from their friends and their neighbors and people they know in the area of what it was, it might drive it home more than just a picture that says, oh, here's the tower. You know, you don't have that personal connection. And I think this kind of thing will bring that connection home. And again, thank you for doing this. This is 9/11, September 11th. It's at Fair Oaks Farm in Fair Oaks, Indiana, the All-American Car Cruise for First Responders. We're going to talk about all the other things that are going on there in just a moment. But talking about these amazing people, let's play a song for them. This is a song aptly titled Hero. And we're sending it to all the heroes. This is Enrique Iglesias. We'll be right back with Leslie and more about the All-American Car Cruise for First Responders.
Let me be your hero. Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? Would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love, whom in your arms tonight? I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I would stand by. Would you swear that you'll always be mine? Would you lie? Would you run the night? Am I too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. Kiss away the pain. I would stand by you forever. You can take my breath away. We'll be right back.
Song called Hero. Enrique Iglesias, and that is going out to the heroes of 9/11, and the heroes of today. They're everywhere. Look around. Look next door. Look down the street. Go downtown. You'll find one. Say thanks. And if you can't find one today, find one on 9/11 at the All-American Car Cruise for First Responders at Fair Oaks Farm. Leslie Bailey is here with us, and she's the one that's behind all this wonderful response, the memorial. Again, not a celebration, but a remembrance or memorial. Because sometimes when there's sadness, the opposite is joy, and you have to balance it. So let's go out, join her, and have fun. Listen to the music, drink a beer, buy a beer for a first responder. Check out some great cars. And it's not all about 9/11. It's about first responders everywhere, whether you're a medic, an ambulance driver, police, fire, military, you name it. We need to say thank you, and this is an event that does that. And I'm looking at your flyer without going through the litany of sponsors here. You have gotten a lot of community support. I'm looking at multiple businesses that are stepping up and joining in, Leslie. How hard was it, or not hard, was it to get them to step up?
I'm not going to say it was easy, but I think that everybody understands the cause.
Mm-hmm.
It was legwork, but I went into businesses. I discussed what our goal was. I discussed the need, and a lot of people already understand what's at hand here and what's happening in our country and the need to support not only first responders, not only communities, but each other.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, this is not a celebration of 9/11. We're commemorating those that lost their lives, and we are honoring the people who protect us each and every day while celebrating what it means to be an American. You know, we titled it the All-American Cruise because we are all American. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day. We are all in this together. And it drives me crazy when people say that because it's so cliche. But at the end of the day, we all wake up. We're all battling a pandemic. We all muscle through whatever it is that we need to handle that day. And it isn't always in our favor. A lot of times, it's never in our favor.
Right.
It is a struggle, and it is challenging. These are challenging times right now. This is about being together, honoring the people who really honor us. They give up their lives to honor us. And that's what this is about. And, there's nothing like a car show. This is, car shows bring out a lot of pride.
Mm-hmm.
And people, and a lot of the collection is a celebration of art, because many car collectors and people who are car aficionados, they put their heart and soul into these
and wallets
cars. and wallets.
That is not
a lie, but we grew up in the car show industry. My uncle was he was the original editor of Scrape magazine. He ran the largest oldies car show on the East Coast. So we were doing car hops when I was 6 years old. It's mm-hmm. always been part of our gig. So now, with everything going on, I thought we need to have a fabulous outdoor party.
Now, are there going to be all different kinds of categories for the cars, or is it just a general?
Yes, because it is primarily a car cruise, we are welcoming all old and new cars, all years, all makes, models, sizes, brands, Jeeps, trucks, convertibles, whatever kind of car you want to enter into the show. There will be an awards session as well. We're going to be doing the Best Engine, Best Paint, Most Patriotic, and the People's Choice Award.
Hmm.
So with all of that, and that awards session will conclude after the 2 p.m. Helicopter flyover, that we're going to be having that to commemorate those who we have lost.
So how many helicopters are you talking?
One.
Oh, one. Okay.
One.
I was gonna say, holy cow.
It's a trail of helicopters. I wish. Wouldn't that be fun? A helicopter cruise, right? Maybe we'll do that next year, Tom.
That would be interesting.
We can partner together on that, right? Yes. So
So at 2 o'clock, the helicopter flies over, and then after that, the awards are given?
The awards, yes. Okay. Absolutely. So the show, the registration will begin at 11 o'clock. People can, of course, walk through. Now, all of the information is on Eventbrite at the All-American Car Cruise for First Responders at Fair Oaks Farm. And on that, you can pre-register, or you can register by email, or you can call me either way. But we do encourage pre-registration. That way we can place the cars. But you can
drive up.
Yes, there's plenty
Just
of room.
Just be there by 11.
Be there by 11, yes. And then because the facility is so large, you want to enter towards the back of the property, and that's off of 14, Route 14, onto the North 550 East. Mm-hmm. So it's behind the property, and all of that information is on the Eventbrite site as well.
So they have to go to eventbrite.com and then type in All American Cruise?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's not an event page, per se, on Facebook or a website?
No, it is all over Facebook.
Oh, it is on
Yes,
Facebook.
It is on Facebook.
So there is an
it's
event
on
page.
Panorama. Okay. Yes. If you Google Eventbrite All American Car Cruise, or just the All American Car Cruise, it will come up. You'll find it. You'll be able to find it.
Now, there's going to be a lot of food, because when car guys get together, they like to eat.
Yes.
They sit in their lawn chairs and they geek over each other's engines and shiny parts.
Yes.
And love to have food and a cold beer. And
yes.
There's all of that involved. So
yes.
Tell
so
us
the
about
food
the
food is being provided by Fair Oaks Farm. They are going to be doing their brand new food truck. And all of their restaurants will be open as well, but the food truck will have their farmhouse fare. And if anybody has ever had the Fair Oaks Farm ice cream, that in and of itself is worth the drive down there, because mm-hmm. it is the best ice cream.
Fresh dairy.
It's beautiful. I mean, if you like ice cream, it's great ice cream. Who doesn't like ice cream?
I'm not a super big fan.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Are you a cookie guy?
I like cookies.
What's your first choice?
Chocolate. Anything chocolate.
Okay.
Well, I will eat chocolate ice cream, but I really like gelato.
Okay.
Gelato's got a little something oomph in there.
Would you take a gelato over a candy bar?
Well, that's tough. Depends on what candy bar it is.
Okay. Okay.
Why? What do you got for me?
Well, you never know. You never know. Yeah, I'm an ice cream person myself.
I can be bought with chocolate, you know. Mm-hmm. I can be bought.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure,
we've got the restaurants are all open. Inside.
Yes, yes.
And then there's the food truck, which has the ice cream.
The ice cream, I don't believe, will be on the food truck.
Okay, you have to go in to get it.
But you have to go to the Cowfee little area there that has the... It's the cafe, and then they have the ice cream shop. So you had several different flavors and all that fun stuff, but they do have fabulous ice cream.
But on the grounds will be the food truck.
Yes, will be the food truck.
So you don't have to walk a lot.
No,
you'll find food wherever you go.
No, there will be a food truck there, and that will be farmhouse fare. I believe they're doing like pulled pork, barbecue, big pretzels, hot dogs, hamburgers, things of that nature. And all their food is very good. If you've ever eaten at Fair Oaks Farm, their food is delicious as well. It's very hearty.
Mm-hmm.
So... That will be available, and then we will have a beer and wine garden.
How big is the beer garden, and where is that placed in perspective of the cars? And then we're going to have a stage too, so
yes,
we'll get to that in a moment. But let's talk about the design of the beer garden.
So the design of the beer garden is going to be strategically placed to the side of the stage, because we have to power plant the music
mm-hmm.
from the back of the property.
Okay.
From their power plant property. It's a powerhouse. So I have strategically worked with Fair Oaks Farms to figure out, you know, so the cars will come in through the back, the stage will be in front of the powerhouse, and then the beer garden will be to the side of it. Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And this is an all-ages event.
It
so
is
you can
an all-ages
bring the family,
show, yes.
Even but though there's a beer garden.
Yes, but it will all be sectioned off, you know, so that will be a 21 and over area. But you will be able to, you know, children are allowed to come into the show as well. So, yes, we'll have a lot of delicious craft beer. You know, that's my division. We love craft beer and a lot of Americana beer as well, because we've got a lot of brands that we support that have, you know, they're very passionate as well about.
There's a lot of old school beers making a comeback.
Yes, there are, because they're the best ones.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the IPAs
not that we don't have a lot of great new beers, but the traditional. I'm a traditional beer girl. I like a real beer.
Yeah.
can't change this girl.
I remember.
And I have tried probably all of them. You know, it discourages me.
Well, you do beer samplings at some of your things, and wine samplings.
Yes, we do a lot of marketing and promotions with Indiana Beverage and promotions and events, as well as other companies, you know, who are looking for promotions. We do grand openings, fundraisers, golf outings, award ceremonies. We've done a lot over the years.
Now, with any good beer garden, there is live entertainment. You mentioned a stage. The car show is from 11 to 2. How late does this go into the evening?
So the cars can stay as late until they want.
Okay.
The time on it is 11 a.m. till 10 p.m., which is later. People are asking, well, do I have to stay till 10? No, you can leave whenever you want. Mm-hmm. I know some car cruises, they lock you in and you cannot leave until it's over. We are not. We don't have those kinds of rules. You can come as you please. Registration is at 11. Awards will conclude at 2 o'clock.
So I would say,
so you can stay till 10 o'clock with your car parked there, because we will be having entertainment and the beer garden. You know, we have some door prizes. So there will be things going on for the duration. Stay till 10. Leave after the awards at 2. Whatever you wish.
Okay. Let's talk about the entertainment. Who's going to be performing?
Yes. So Sarah Archer and Steve Termini, they are an acoustic duo. If you haven't heard Sarah Archer sing,
I have not.
She is fabulous. She's a itty-bitty thing, and she can really belt it.
Hmm. What style of music? Steve.
They do 60s, 70s, 80s. It's a good genre mix-up. She does do some originals, Sarah Archer music, and she plays with Steve Termini, and he is also very, very talented as well. They play out locally. You know, they make the rounds. They've been out. Actually, they've been playing out quite a bit recently as well. It seems like everything's been very amped up. Like, people are out and about, and live music on the patios and porches is where people want to be. So they've been playing out quite a bit. And then we also have a rockabilly band that is from Illinois, their old granddad. And they won a music festival, I believe it was 2 or 3 years back. A lot of fun. You know, Tom, I'm a rocker at heart. So I like that old fun, funky style, rockabilly fun stuff. And it's hard to find.
It is
hard to find.
There's not a lot of good rockabilly bands out there.
Correct.
A lot of them will play in Fairmount when they do the James Dean car show down there in Fairmount for James Dean's anniversary.
Right.
You'll find a plethora of rockabilly bands down there. But it's like they all just go away after that.
Yeah.
It's like, well, where'd so-and-so go?
Right.
Nobody knows where they go.
Right.
It's almost like they're once-a-year bands.
Right. And it's funny. You know, maybe it's a testament to my age, but during my research, a lot of you know, the posts will show, they'll have samples of their music, and it was kind of, a lot of the bands were doing like 80s music, but it sounded rockabilly style, and I'm going, well, is that really rockabilly? It's like,
you know. Well, there was a rockabilly resurgence in the 80s with the Stray Cats and the Rock Cats, and there was a few bands that even Marshall Crenshaw kind of did a rockabilly thing for a while there.
Yes. So I attempted Lee Rocker. And, you know, if you're doing a fundraiser, that was out of our cards. But Lee Rocker's on my bucket list. I would love to bring Lee Rocker to Northwest Indiana. One of these days, it'll happen.
He's got a couple of projects out there.
Yeah.
Phantom Slick and Rocker, which with Earl Slick from David Bowie, Elton John fame.
Yeah. I mean, that style of music, it's just fun. It's genuine. It's authentic. It's not digitally created.
Right.
And it's just, it's fun.
So what's the times of the entertainment?
So we will have live entertainment throughout the entire show. You know, of course, with breaks, we want to honor our sponsors as well, and which we're very, very grateful. If any of our sponsors are listening, we're very, very grateful for their participation. So we will have, after the awards, the live music will go from 2 to 10. So we're talking about bringing in another entertainer as well, but we haven't confirmed that quite yet.
Okay.
Yep. And also, in addition to free admission for police, first responders, firefighters, and military staff. Children under 10 are free admission as well.
And again, you can find it all at Eventbrite All American Cruise, or just Google All American Cruise and obviously look for Fair Oaks, Indiana. Because
correct.
There may be something out there called that, but you're looking for the one in Fair Oaks. And again, that's Saturday, September 11th. We're going to play another song. We'll come back a final time with Leslie. This is Faith Hill. And again, the songs we're playing today are coming from America, A Tribute to Heroes, which was the artist's response to 9/11. In the brochure, in the liner notes, it's all pictures of 9/11. And all these different artists of different styles. We played Stevie Wonder, Take Six. We played Enrique Iglesias. This is from the southern side. This is Faith Hill, and There Will Come a Day.
It's not easy trying to understand how the world can be so cold, stealing the souls of men. Cloudy skies rain down on all your dreams. You wrestle with the fear and doubt. Sometimes it's hard, but you gotta believe there's a better place where I'll find the ways, and every tear he'll wipe away. The darkness will be gone, the weak shall be strong. Hold on to your faith. There will come a day, there will come a day. Lives are shattered, innocence is lost, and hopes are scattered. The old are forgotten, and children are forsaken. In this world we're living in, is there anything sacred? There's a better place where I'll find my ways, and every tear he'll wipe away. The darkness will be gone, the weak shall be strong. Hold on to your faith. There will come a day,
there will come a day,
a day,
there will come a day.
Faith Hill, There Will Come a Day, and a day did come 20 years ago on September 11th that shook America to the foundations, and we are remembering those that were lost, those that stepped up, and those that have been stepping up ever since and before. They are the first responders, and sometimes we forget how much we rely on them as a culture, as a people, as a country, as individuals. When the proverbial stuff hits the fan, Who do you call? It ain't Ghostbusters, let me tell you. It's 911, it's first responders. And you better be sure they'll be showing up. And this event, All-American Car Cruise for First Responders, is a thank you. It's a way for the communities to gather together of Northwest Indiana, Chicagoland, Michigan. It's at Fair Oaks, Indiana, Fair Oaks Farm. So it's pretty easy access from any of the tri-state areas. And if you got a classic car or a cool car and you want to show it off and strut your stuff, get a hold of Leslie. And Leslie, how can people register their cars and how can they find out more?
Certainly. They can go to Eventbrite, All-American Car Cruise for First Responders. They can email me, allamericancruise@gmail.com, or they can call me for questions at 219-405-0026. Again, that is 405-0026. Or email allamericancruise@gmail.com. And again, the tickets are available at Eventbrite. There is a general admission ticket, and there is a car admission ticket, and that ticket includes admission for two guests.
Okay.
If you bring a car.
So if you bring a car, there's a registration, there's a fee, and if you just come to attend, there's a ticket fee.
Correct.
And the money, it mentions on here that portions of the proceeds are benefiting first responders. How are you distributing this, and how does that work?
That is correct. So depending on how many cars and guests we have, that will be distributed once we cover all of our expenses.
Okay.
And that is being donated to the first responders of Newton County. As I mentioned earlier about the... about the grants that were issued, Newton County, not only because it's down in that territory, but because Newton County has greater needs as far as their distances that they have to travel, and the response time is longer because of the square, you know what I'm saying, because it's more mileage, and there's less facilities, not like where we are located where there's, you know, facilities in each and every city.
Right.
So
right.
They're closer. You know, we can get back up if it's needed. Where if you're down in more rural areas, then who do you call?
Right. Again, not Ghostbusters.
No, not Ghostbusters. No.
Let's talk about the presence of first responders. Obviously, if you are a first responder, police, firefighter, medic, service, military, and you have an ID, you can enter for free.
That is correct.
As a thank you.
That is correct.
Will there be any first responders on site demonstrations or displays or anything like that? I've seen some of the, you know, in the past they would bring, you know, artifacts from 9/11. Are we having anything like that?
So we do have some door prizes that are considered, you know, memorial-like, if you will. And then we do have some people who are going to be attending, you know, who are past military or, you know, first responders. We've got some Lake County police officers who are committed to attend.
Will they be speaking? Will they be doing any kind of memorial service?
As of right now, no. Aside from the award ceremony and the flyover.
Okay.
No, I didn't want to make anybody committed to that. If anybody wants to speak, they are more than welcome to. They can call me and we can have them speak. You know, we wanted to take the time to be enjoying each other. Then
right.
Nobody likes to listen to people speak, Tom.
Right.
We know this.
So, it, I mean...
But yes, we will have an award ceremony.
It's not a somber event, is what I'm saying. It's a celebration of people.
Yes.
Coming together to remember a somber event and remember the people that were lost.
That's right.
Helicopter flyover, that's a pretty fascinating thing. What exactly is that and who's doing it?
So that has been very generously, worked on by the Lake County Sheriff's Department. And because of the nature of the event, there's a lot of events going on that day. So even if you can't make it to Fair Oaks Farm, I would like to personally encourage people just to get out and participate, just to show your love for people who choose to protect you. So, yes, the Lake County Sheriff's Office. From what they told me, they said they're going to send the biggest and the loudest.
Ooh.
Because they have several flyovers scheduled for that day.
Okay.
And I said we were okay with doing it at 2 in the afternoon, you know, because we've got to park cars and get everybody situated and, you know, get them in and have fun. So 2 o'clock.
All right.
And we are very, very, very grateful that they have, you know, offered to come on down and fly over us. So we will be waiting for them, and at that time we'll be honoring all of those 2,983 people who lost their lives.
And the beer garden opens at 11 when registration starts?
The beer garden will open at 12.
At 12.
At 12, yes.
And the music starts again at what time?
At 2 o'clock.
And that's with Sarah and Steve first?
Sarah and Steve, yes. They will be first, and then Old Granddad after that. And then that will be after the awards session as well.
Okay. So the music will go how late? You said it'll last till around 10.
I'm hoping 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
These guys have got a lot of songs to play.
We have a lot of partying to do.
Yeah.
I think it's time. People have been cooped up, stressed out, worried, not able to visit each other, and they can come and do all that and still social distance at the All-American Car Cruise, while for a good cause.
We're going to give you those phone numbers and websites and things again in a moment, but right now, Jose, you've got that song ready? This is one of our guests, frequent guests in the past year and a half. She's got a couple of new albums in the past couple of years, and this is a song that kind of underscores the American people. It's it calls us all out that no matter who we think we are first and foremost Americans. And listen to the litany of different types of people that call America home. And we're going to dedicate this to everybody out there to unify and come together under the red, white, and blue as Americans. This is Shamika Copeland, an amazing lady I've had the opportunity to work with. Check out these words. We'll be back with Leslie after this.
Sandal wearing holy boy.
listening? She did a whole litany of different styles, lifestyles, ethnicities, racial aspects, old, young, gay, straight. I mean, it was all mentioned in there. And the bottom line, we're all Americans. Stop being so full of yourself, people. We're all Americans. We all have different flavors and styles and ways that we do things, a lot of histories. But bottom line, we live here, we are American citizens, and we have first responders that don't ask whether you're an Elvis impersonator or ask if you, you know, which way things go for you. They just show up and they help. That's what they do. They save us. They work with us. They help us when there is a crisis. And we need to say thank you from time to time. And one of those times is 9/11, September 11th, the 20th anniversary. This coming Saturday, not this Saturday, but a week from that, I think, or is it 2 weeks? It's 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Two weeks from that. And we'll be doing that, or I should say Leslie will be doing that at the All-American Car Cruise for First Responders at Fair Oaks Farm. Again, there will be plenty of food. The restaurants will be open. There will be a food truck with a plethora of tantalizing tastes. There's going to be a car show, all different styles of cars. There's going to be awards. There's going to be a helicopter flyover from the Lake County Sheriff's Department. There's going to be live entertainment.
I did forget to mention that there is a hotel down there. It's the Fairfield Inn. If people want to stay, you can call the Fairfield by Marriott at Fair Oaks Farm and book a room down there as well. Make a night of it.
215-405-0026, 405-0026. Call for more information. Email at allamericancruise@gmail.com and go to Eventbrite All American Cruise. We're going to leave you with a song again from the 9/11 America, a tribute to heroes. This is a song we all know. Feel free to sing along. This is Neil Young and his treatment of John Lennon's Imagine. Leslie, thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people trees.